Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Thrifting Ain't Easy. My name is Erica, and this week's podcast episode is a repeat that I originally did back in 2020 called How to Make Money Selling Clothes Online. As you guys know, a lot has changed since the year 2020, so this podcast episode will break down all of the updated information you need to know about selling online. Whether you are a beginner looking to learn how to start reselling or a seasoned reseller looking for new tips, this is the episode for you. So if you want to learn how to make money selling clothes online, just keep on listening.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Just to give you guys a little bit of background on me, I have been reselling for years now. I first started doing this as a joint venture with my mom, and we have both since separated in our business sense. And she has her own reselling platforms and I have my own. But I have been doing this for years, and I can honestly say that reselling and selling clothes online has really changed my life. It has done a lot of amazing things for me, and it has been a great extra source of income for me, especially as I set off into my 20s right now. So I just wanted to preface that before we get into it, that I have been doing reselling for years now, over 5 years, and it has been such a great experience. And I know as the new year is about to begin, a lot of people are going to be looking for new ways to set themselves apart and to start a new business. And that is exactly why I am doing this episode. Everybody loves the saying, new year, new me, and this podcast episode is definitely going to lean into that. So if you are looking to, you know, bring in some new extra income and reselling is the thing that you think that you would be good at, this is a great beginner's episode for you to just learn how to be a reseller and learn how to take advantage of your newfound knowledge when the new year comes. So first things first, when you are looking to start your reselling journey, you need to figure out what selling platform or platforms, plural, are for you and your business. I'm going to go through a quick run through of all of the platforms, all of the most popular platforms that a lot of resellers are using now, and give you guys some descriptions. And hopefully by the end of this episode, you can walk away with a clear vision of which reselling platforms might be the best for you. So we're going to get started with Poshmark. Poshmark is definitely the biggest reselling platform as of recent, and that platform is especially good for name brand clothing. It is great for a lot of closet clear outs. A lot of people who have found success on Poshmark and continue to find success on Poshmark sell a lot of their own personal items. You don't necessarily have to be a cut and dry reseller where you only sell things that you thrifted. You can also go through and dig through your closet and list on Poshmark. Poshmark is a fairly easy platform to set up. It's very self-explanatory, and it definitely involves a lot of community. It involves a lot of working together and sharing your listings, sharing other people's listings. They have an ambassador program that helps you with getting more followers and hosting parties that can lead to sales, stuff like that. Poshmark is definitely, I would say, the most interactive selling platform there is right now, where you really do have a sense of community. There are so many Facebook groups that you can be a part of where you learn about the updates that Poshmark has, and all that you need to know for selling. And with Poshmark, they also have the live opportunity where you can go live on Poshmark and you can sell your clothing items to people who want to bid while watching your live. It's very similar to when you think about Instagram Live or you think about TikTok Live or any of the social media lives, except you're solely focusing on selling, and people have the opportunity to bid and buy right there from you, which is really awesome.
Next is eBay. eBay has been around for so many years. I'm sure a lot of people already know what eBay is. But when you are a reseller thinking about hopping on the eBay platform, eBay is great for a lot of vintage items, rare items, and things that aren't necessarily clothing. So I know this podcast episode is titled How to Make Money Selling Clothes Online, but a lot of people sell things that aren't clothing and make a lot of money doing that. So if you want to sell vintage items, antiques, stuff like that, eBay is such a great platform for that because historically eBay loves pushing out things that can be bidded on and can go to the highest bidder, things that can be challenged, so many things that are vintage and just bring a rarity to what you are selling. So eBay has been around for a long time, and it is definitely not going anywhere. A lot of people sell clothing, they sell jewelry on there, they sell one-of-a-kind items, and like I said earlier, if you are looking for clothing-specific selling on eBay, vintage and rare pieces do extremely well on there. These two I lumped together. Next will be Depop and Curtsy. Both of those are two platforms that I swear by. I've been using these two for years, and they are great for trendy clothing pieces for a younger audience. Depop specifically is open to both genders. You can have male and female clothing. You can sell jewelry. You can sell accessories. You can sell all that kind of stuff. But Curtsy is solely a women's platform where you sell to specifically a younger demographic of women. It was started specifically for college-aged women, and since it has grown, of course, but the platform is still solely focused on growing women's clothing and selling women's clothing. The trendier, the better when it comes to Depop and Curtsy. So a lot of vintage pieces, of course, that are in style. So like right now, Y2K is very much in style. So Y2K clothing would do well on both of those platforms. Name brands like Lululemon, Anthropologie, Free People, all of the trendy pieces that you see a lot of younger people wearing, that is best for Curtsy and Depop. So if you are looking to start selling clothing items to a specific demographic, specifically the younger audience, Depop and Curtsy are great platforms to start in. Depop is fairly easy to set up. It is almost set up like Instagram in that you post a photo, you have a caption, and that is how people shop. There are opportunities for you to boost your listing, to drop your prices of listings, and now you can send offers on there. They also accept pay in-app or on PayPal, whichever you prefer. Just look into the fees on both and see which is the better option for your business. And with Curtsy, Curtsy also has a similar style of selling. It does kind of look like Instagram where it focuses heavily on the photos, but more so when you are listing the items, it looks more like Poshmark where you have a set place for your caption, you have a set place for your title, and then you fill out all the information there. It's called the Curtsy app, and you can find that in the App Store. It's very small and very niche, but there have been a lot of people to find success on the Curtsy app. And I've noticed that their social media platform, specifically their Instagram, does a great job of promoting its sellers and trying to get new people to sell on there. So it is still in that interface where it is new to the market, but they are growing constantly. And for the demographic they're trying to sell to of young women, I think they are doing a really great job with that. Next, we have Facebook Marketplace. If you want to listen to more about how to sell on Facebook Marketplace and how to find success on there, I actually did a podcast episode a few episodes back since my rebrand of this podcast about Facebook Marketplace, and you can learn all about that there. But Facebook Marketplace has no target demographic, and they typically love for you to sell locally. You will sell to people close by to you. It's a lot easier. You don't have to worry about shipping. But of course, as I talked about in my last episode, there is a shipping option for you. So you can open your audience to international or even nationwide. Facebook Marketplace is also really good for things that are not clothing. So like I was talking about with eBay, you can expect to do your best with Facebook Marketplace when you're selling things that are unique pieces, handmade pieces, vintage pieces, but also things that are not clothing do really well. So if you wanted to start selling shoes or electronics, Facebook Marketplace is definitely a great platform for that. Next, we have Etsy. Etsy is my tried and true platform. I like selling on Etsy. I have been doing it for years now. And Etsy is great for vintage and handmade clothing items and also accessories and whatever things you would like to make. Etsy is such a great selling platform. I've been using it for years, and it's a great place for selling those vintage pieces that are rare. And you will definitely, to me, out of all of the platforms I have sold vintage items on, I have made the most off of Etsy. I feel like people are more willing to pay for vintage prices on Etsy, and in return, it just makes vintage selling so much easier. It is a little more complicated to set up an Etsy shop than it is the other reselling platforms. It requires a lot of research, a lot of background, making sure your descriptions are as descriptive as possible, all of that. But Etsy is still a really great platform to be on. And then last but not least, the last one I want to feature is Mercari. Mercari, there is no target demographic. And if I were to compare Mercari to another selling platform, I would definitely compare it to Facebook Marketplace. So much so that they even have a local pickup option now on Mercari. But Mercari does extremely well for like closet clear out type of things. If you have things in your personal closet that you would like to get rid of, Mercari is a great place for that. Mercari is also a great place for selling things other than clothing. It is extremely similar to Facebook Marketplace in that respect, but it is a great platform to just get rid of things. I have noticed that I don't make the most money off of Mercari as I do on other platforms, but nonetheless, it is great when I want things to move fast and move quickly, or if I'm selling personal items I want to get rid of, Mercari is definitely a great platform for that. And of course, there are so many other selling platforms, but those are my personal favorite and also some of the most popular ones for the successful resellers that you see a lot online. And if you are interested in selling clothing, but not really wanting to worry about listing and figuring out the price point and all of that, ThredUp is such a good platform for you. I haven't necessarily had the best experience on ThredUp, and that's just my personal that's just a personal thing, but ThredUp is a great way to make money if you have a lot of personal items that you want to get rid of, but you just don't want to take the time to list it, you know, re-up it, boost it, the whole thing, and you don't want to worry about that. ThredUp is an online platform. It's an online thrift store where they will buy specifically a lot of name brands and mall brands. But they will buy these things off of you and sell it for you. So you only have to worry about shipping all of the items that you want to send into ThredUp. You just ship that to them and they take care of the rest. They price it and then they give you a payout, and you can either choose to take it or choose to not. But ThredUp is a great resource for people who don't necessarily want to spend a lot of time going through the whole motion of listing and all of that, but you can still make money selling clothes online with ThredUp, and it's a great resource for those people. After figuring out which reselling platforms you prefer to use and you prefer to start listing on, you need to figure out what inventory are you going to first start off with. I first started off by selling clothing from my personal closet, especially in the new year when you're trying to get rid of old clothing and make room for the clothing you got for Christmas, or you're trying to up your style and get rid of some old things. I think that is a great way to start selling, is just by starting off with what you already have and try to get rid of what you already have and seeing the rhythm of what sells, what price point works the best, and if you have any items of value or items that are name brands, see how well that does for you before you go out and start buying things. You have to really learn the market and learn what does especially well on each platform through trial and error. And I think starting off with going through your closet and selling items that you don't wear anymore that could be of value will definitely help you in the long run of learning how to price things, learning which things will do the best in your closet, the whole nine yards. So like I said, when I first started reselling, I went through my personal closet and started selling things. And then after I cleared out my closet and cleared out my personal things, that is when I moved on to going out and getting wholesalers and going out and going to the thrift store and finding new things to sell that I won't wear. So that's where I think starting off with things that you already have, you already know, you already can describe really well, and then you move on and you graduate to going out and sourcing. That's what we call getting inventory in the reseller world. A lot of us do. We call it sourcing. So we go to the thrift store and we try to source good items, good brands, things that will sell well. But with that trial and error of trying through your personal closet, I think that is a great benefit to people who are first starting out. And if you are a reseller who has been selling for a long time, try to go through your closet every now and then and add some of your personal items to your closet to see how those things move and test the price point, test how you share things, how you describe things. It's a great way for you to just learn the course of the platforms that you're on. And it also helps benefit you by getting rid of personal items that you don't wear anymore and making you extra money that you already had in your closet. You didn't have to go out and source it. You already had this in your closet. So it, in a way, it feels like you are only benefiting yourself. You're clearing out your personal closet and also making money from your business. So after you do the whole nine yards of figuring out which platform is best for you, figuring out the inventory of how you're going to put it there, what you're going to put on there is the next important thing. And after that, you need to figure out what supplies you need. So when you're selling online, you are a lot of times going to have to ship to your customers. So you need to make sure that you have shipping supplies. Poly mailers for non-priority shipping services should be bought on Amazon or anywhere online. You want to make sure you don't overpay for your shipping supplies, because your shipping supplies, of course, should be added into how much you're selling your item for, but you just don't want to overpay for your shipping supplies, because your shipping supplies are things that the U.S. Postal Service is going to throw around, fling around. It should protect your items, yes, so make sure you are doing things that are good quality, but don't overpay for things. I have found so many great poly mailers on Amazon, and Etsy has a lot of biodegradable and reusable poly mailer bags that you don't have to break the bank for. And that is important for non-priority shipping services. So the difference between priority and non-priority, I use the USPS post office for a lot of my shipping. I rarely use UPS, so UPS would be a different ball game. But with USPS, you have priority and you have ground advantage now. It used to be first class. But with ground advantage, it's going to take a lot longer to get to your customer. Not too much longer, but it is going to take longer than priority. And you have to supply your own shipping supplies, your own shipping boxes, shipping poly mailers, because when you use your USPS approved priority boxes, that is going to cost more. And it's going to, of course, take a quicker time to get to your customer. For the selling platform Poshmark, this is why this app definitely stands out. Poshmark only uses priority shipping. So if you decide to sell your items on Poshmark, you do not have to worry about buying poly mailers or buying boxes, because you can go to the post office right now and take the boxes that they have on display. Those are free for all customers to use. All you have to do is package your order in it and print off your shipping label from Poshmark or whichever platform. If someone decides to buy something with priority shipping, all of those supplies are free for you to use at your nearest post office. But when you are using a lot of the other platforms, they don't solely focus on priority shipping. They have the ground advantage option, which is a lot cheaper I might say. It is a lot cheaper, but you will have to bring your own supplies and package your own orders with your supplies. So make that decision, but you do need to understand that your shipping supplies are the next most important thing when you're starting to sell on your platform, because your customer has to be able to get this item. So with Priority, you pay more, but you have free supplies. With Ground Advantage, you pay less, but you will have to have your own packaging. Next thing you need a printer for all of your labels. You can use a standard printer. I have a Rollo printer, which is the sticky labels, and you just peel it off of the back of it and you stick it onto your package. Or you can use your traditional printer that you probably already have in your house. And with that, you just cut it out and tape it to your box, and it's ready to go to the post office. You don't have to worry about waiting in line and the long lines of the post office and waiting for them to weigh it, all of that. You can do that at home if you have a scale. And just bring it to your local post office once you have it packaged up with your label on it, and they will ship it off for you. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to pay the extra fees. And I will say this as a pro tip for people who are looking to ship on their own: it is so much better to ship online. Don't go to the post office and physically get them to weigh it and print the label off for you. Do it online because you will save so much money. I personally use Pirate Ship. They offer discounted shipping, and you can ship to anywhere. You can print off single labels. You can print off a bunch of labels for your businesses, whatever you want to do. But PirateShip.com is a great website for resellers who are shipping on their own. It allows you to skip going to the post office and waiting in the long line, and you save money on all of your shipping labels. You have the option to ship with USPS. You have the option to ship with FedEx and UPS. They have deals with all of those. So just make sure when you're selecting something, you take it to the right place. But PirateShip.com is great because it allows you to ship on your own while saving you money and time, so you don't have to go to the post office. And then, of course, for packaging, you need tape, scissors, things and supplies like that. Thank you stickers and thank you notes are great when you're first starting out and you want to get good reviews, because the more reviews you have on your selling platform, the more trustworthy you are to future customers. So start off strong, especially, and just send as many thank you cards and thank you notes and thank you stickers to thank your customers for supporting your business, because in return, they can help out your business by leaving you those positive reviews that ultimately lead to you being more deemed as a trustworthy seller. Last thing I want to talk about when you are thinking about making money online as a reseller, you have to consider cross-listing. I named all of those popular reselling platforms earlier. I'll go through the list one more time, but it's Poshmark, Depop and Curtsy, eBay, Facebook Marketplace, Etsy, and Mercari. And there are so many more platforms that cater to your needs. But when you have all of those platforms, you definitely want to make sure you spread the love, because you never know what someone wants on which platform. Someone could want something on Poshmark or Mercari. You just never know what audience member you're going to have, because a lot of the people who shop on these platforms don't necessarily have all of these platforms. So with that being said, cross-listing is something you should definitely consider when you're first starting off as a reseller, to keep track of where your items are listed, because a lot of people buy things at the same time. There is an app called CrossList. You can find this on the App Store. It's called CrossList, one more time. And that is very helpful for you when you're first starting out. It will allow you to make one listing, and it will post to numerous platforms and delete once it's sold. So you don't have to worry about accidentally selling on one platform and leaving it up for too long and someone else buys it and then you have to cancel that order. It will take care of that for you, and it'll list everything for you. It links to eBay, Poshmark, Vinted, which is another selling platform you should look into. It is definitely smaller and a niche platform, but Vinted, V-I-N-T-E-D, is a great platform to try out. I tried it out. I didn't really find success, but a lot of people have. They also cooperate with Facebook Marketplace, Depop, Mercari, Etsy, Grailed, and Kidzen. Grailed is another platform I want to talk about really quickly. If you are looking to start reselling shoes, vintage items, and a lot of streetwear things, Grailed is a great platform for that. I didn't include that in my most popular list because it's also another niche audience, but Grailed is great for trendy clothing, streetwear clothing, shoes, and vintage items. But yeah, Crosslist is an amazing app for people who are especially first starting off and they don't want to mix up how many items you are, you know, selling on one platform or how many items sell at once, whatever it is. But Crosslist is a great platform to start off and it helps you just keep track of all of your listings and also make sure that you don't oversell. You sell one item and then you sell the same item and then you have to figure out who gets the item because that is definitely something that happens to resellers. Well, that is all for this week's podcast episode. Again, if you are looking to figure out how to make money selling clothes online, you need to do some research on the popular selling apps. You need to get in your inventory, figure out what you're going to sell and how you're going to sell it and where you're going to get it from. You need to figure out your supplies. And then last but not least, try to list on as many platforms as you can because you never know which customer wants to support you that day. But that is it for this week's podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will come back in the new year with some fun topics. I have so many things planned for next year. And I do think I'm going to continue doing some of these repeat episodes of things I've talked about in the past because this podcast has been going on for years now. We are about to hit 4 years, which is so amazing. And I'm so grateful for all of you. I hope you all had an amazing holiday season and a happy new year. But get ready for some great episodes to come in 2024. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope you take a lot from it as you embark on your reselling journey or as you continue your reselling journey. Thank you guys for a great year. Bye.